loves as well. And so does Kate. We wish Kate a happy birthday from Maria and Joel, your parents. Also, Rose, Ben, and Will. Happy birthday to Joshua and Caleb. Sabella, they are twins. In Highland Park, Amy, Paul, and Leah wish you a happy birthday. On the 5th, we have Maria of Harmony from your extended family. Sarah of Freedom from all of the bubs, including Becky, Chris, and Sister Annie. Vincenza from Sister Michelina. Diana of Monroeville from parents Kevin and Beth. On February 6th, happy birthday to Keith, to Maggie of North Huntington, to John from Aunt Teresa, Mikey of Highland Park from Deb and Dave, Madison of Allison Park from Mom, Dad, and Avery, and finally Tom of Mount Pleasant from wife Eileen.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we shall arrange for a uniformed person to hand deliver a colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card right to their doorstep. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesports, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find a link to our own player as well as those provided by TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our unique listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Wouldn't you like it if you were driving down the road on one of these really hateful days where you wished you were back in bed and there was a song on the radio that went, winter go away, 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 winter go away. That's the chorus. Do you think you can handle it? See, I came from a tradition of Irish music where the choruses are things like whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 oh, you know, so that's how I came up with this catchy little chorus. Let's try it. Winter, I can't take another day. I'm sick of watching the world through a thousand shades of gray. There's not a single sign of life in these frozen empty trees, and this bitter cold has penetrated deep inside of me.
I'm sick of shoveling and shivering, Jack Frost nipping at my nose. I'm tired of struggling with these heat bills and these layers and layers and layers of clothes. I want to toss away these scarves and gloves, burn these boots and overshoes, pull the covers over my head. I don't want to hear the news. Oh, it's record-breaking wind chills, pipes frozen, kids at home. The landscape looks like Labrador, Siberia, or Nome. The wind cuts like a sucker punch right to the solar plexus. Won't you tell me what I'm doing here when I could be in Texas? Give me daffodils and violets, iris and narcissus, tulips and forsythia and hyacinths. Oh, this is the mantra that I pray, and it gets me through the day. I hope those winter gods can hear and that they plan to disappear. I'm singing, winter go away, winter go away, winter go away.
With a protest song of another type, one that's always good to hear, Winter Go Away, its name. Hello to Nick in West Mifflin. Nick requested a song by Jesse Winchester. I wish we had it. I just took a quick look for it, and it appears that we don't. We'll take one more look, just to be sure. We are going to play Guess Who shortly.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Just sent me a few pictures from North Carolina where he is, and quite an unusual sight there to see snow. It's time to almost do. I think if I practiced a little more, I might be able to get to it. It's time to play Guess Who. It's time to play. I don't think the snow has been getting to me at all. Now it's time to play Guess Who. This is the game where we give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody from sports, literature, entertainment, history. No matter who it is, we think it's a name that you'll recognize. Are today's initials. They are P-M. P-M. That's P as in Pittsburgh. And M as in Mercer. P-M. Pittsburgh and Mercer are not clues. They are just ways to make sure that you heard the letters correctly. And you can guess now as many times as you would like to. I will keep you up to date with guesses that come in that are not the person we have in mind. That will hopefully help you narrow things down.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Jim, for your reflection about hearing Ann Feeney singing Winter Go Away shortly after she wrote it. And thank you to Ron. I miss Ann so much. I would love to hear what she might write for the times we're in. She certainly would have plenty of material from which to choose. Our Guess Who initials are P-M, P-M, and you can play along with us at 412-200-5975. And I'm looking over, there are about 20 to 25 messages that happen to come in. And I just happened to see that Darren is among them. And Darren got the correct answer. Scottish actress Pollyanna McIntosh, kissed by Mike and Mars. Not Pollyanna McIntosh. Patrick has a guess of Penny Marshall. Jackson is back in New York City. Jackson, I'm glad you are listening. And he sends a shout out to Ed and Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia. Love and miss y'all. And his guess who guest is Peyton Manning. Not Peyton Manning. Bill has the correct answer, as well as a guess of Paul McCartney. Darren has the correct answer. Alan has a guess of Peter Mayhew, the actor who played Chewbacca. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, has a guess of Peter Marshall, best known for hosting Hollywood Squares, and also any prime minister you might choose. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has the correct answer. And Pete Marwick, which I think is an accounting firm. Bill and Sheridan, good morning. He has Patty Maloney of the Chieftains and Penny Marshall, both great guesses. Mike and Mars has Paul Mooney. And also Pat Morita. Lots more guesses coming in. Mike and Mars has Penny Marshall. Here's Tom and McCandless with Paul McCartney, Philip Morrison, Penny Marshall, Pierce Morgan, Pippa Middleton, and Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil. None of those is it. John and Economy has guitarist Pat Metheny, Penny Marshall, comedian Paul Mooney, Paul Mazursky, and Pat Morita. Jim in Blackridge has Penny Marshall. Alan also was thinking any old prime minister will do. Elena has Patrick Mahomes. Kathy in Glenshaw, Kathy just got the correct answer. Cadence made up guess is Philip Mouth. There's a lot of debate on Philip Mouth, whether the term we now use all the time, Philip Mouth, to refer to a certain kind of Allen wrench, whether that came from the historic character Philip Mouth or not. In any event, Philip Mouth was a revolutionary hero, not from the Revolutionary War, but from the merry-go-rounds he would ride on all the time, shouting, "Wee!" making him a great revolutionary hero. The last name Mouth was because he always seemed to have it open, shouting "Wee!" And that's my derivation for who Philip Muff is. And you should see those Allen wrenches. Patrick of Stanton Heights says, Paul McCartney, Patrick Moore, Paul McGann, Penny Marshall, Patrick Magoon, Peter Max, Pramod Mahajan, Patricia McPherson, Tersanti Mattarella, Philip Mock, and Patty McCarthy. All those guesses and very good guesses, Patrick, but none the one we're looking for. Bruce has Pat Morita, Penny Marshall, Harry Marshall, and Postmortem. Richard on the north side just got it correct. And Martha was the one that got it correct. Bill said they are a team, but it was Martha that earlier got the correct answer that I mentioned. Quite a few more guesses to share. Shailene has Paul McCartney.
Salpinos!
And indeed, Pete Marwick is an accounting firm. Annie, thank you for clarifying that. She mentioned her dad used to work for that firm. That's why it's the first name that came to her, kind of like Price Waterhouse. Pippa Middleton, guessed by Richard on the north side. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer, as well as Paul McCandless. Pat McAfee, guessed by Jesse in Point Breeze. Good morning, Jesse. Good morning, Amy. Not Pat McAfee. Philip Marlowe, guessed by Mike and Mars. Princess Margaret, guessed by Aline in Maine. And Ty has a guess of Pistol Pete Maravich. Philip Morris, guessed by Jesse and Amy in Point Breeze. Joe in Munhall, you have the correct answer. Well done. Ed had a guess of Radio's Perry Marshall. Not him. I miss him. He was a lot of fun to listen to. Jesse and Amy just got the correct answer. They also had a guess of Pedro Martinez, Peter Max, and Paul Mescal, guessed by Kevin. Nick has the correct answer. And also one of the best types of music, film music. The one-time writer for the Post-Gazette and talk show host. Happy New Year to you, Kathy and Terry. Thanks for your message. Alan just guessed Philip Marlowe. And Linda has British actor Patrick McNee. And Sue has Pete Maravich. We're going to leave it open for just another moment or two at 412-200-5975. Bill in Luciusboro, where he's listening on WIUP FM. Bill got the correct answer, too. Give you just another minute or two to come up with the correct answer, and then we'll reveal it to you. Tom and McCandless has Peter Max and Patrick Mahomes. And Alan has... actually, this is supposed to be a guest from Elizabeth, playwright Philip Massinger. Aline has Philip Morris. So we've got correct answers for Mike and Mars, Jesse and Amy in Point Breeze, Joe in Mount Hall, Jim in Crafton Heights, Martha by way of Bill in Stanton Heights, Richard on the north side, Kathy and Shaler, Annie in eastern Pennsylvania, and also Darren, all with the correct answer. Who were we looking for? Mike in Huntsville got it even before the opening notes, signifying Perry Mason. The fictional American criminal defense lawyer, most often associated with Raymond Burr and the TV series, based on a whole series of books by Earl Stanley Gardner, 82 novels and 4 short stories. Congratulations if you came up with Perry Mason.
Connections and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. I am blessed with my attorney Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodger season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average guy might need a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. I'm in touch with my attorney Bernie. In a clutch, he can speed right to the scene. And if I'm locked up in the jail with just one phone call for my bail, he said to call his club collect or deal directly with his answering machine. When I dine with my attorney Bernie, he buys wine from the rare imported rack. That's 'cause Bernie is purist, not your polyester tourist. Bernie waves the glass around a while, then takes a sip and always sends it back. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. Bernie, I admire any guy who knows his stuff.
sure we blew a couple ventures with the counterfeit debentures. But you win a few, you lose a few, like Bernie says, you keep on hanging tough. Thanks to you, my attorney Bernie. Thanks to you, I'm considered well-to-do. Sure, I made out like a bandit, just exactly like you planned it. But like Murray, my accountant, told me yesterday, I owe it all to you. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. On the dotted line.
The great Dave Frischberg at the Saturday Light Brigade. Karen mentioned the moment she heard the Perry Mason theme, and she knew it had to be Perry Mason. And a speculation from Darren, could Raymond Burr have been related to Aaron Burr? Who knows? Or maybe Bill Burr, or maybe simply Burr, which is the temperature. In any event, to charge to you if you knew Perry Mason. A game for the end of January coming up, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. Ty Trosky is here, Ella Storm, Chad Green here as well. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I'm your own. Well, it's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphonette. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? To find a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Find a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little bird.
from their album All You Can Eat, another appearance by Buffalo Rose here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A game for the end of January, sort of the end of January, and also another song for Groundhog Day. Coming up in just a few moments on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you so much for being with us. I know it might be chilly, it depending on where you are. I hope you're nice and warm. Have you been thanking your fireplace or wood-burning stove or furnace? I know I have been. I'm even thanking the lap cats.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance, shares the story of the first EME unit in the Hill District. Freedom House takes place at New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from January 23rd through February 1st as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Thank you for being with us in this hour, half hour, I should say. We have got some puzzles. The answers to each clue we are going to give you is a word that starts with the letters J-A, just like January does. So relatively simple. Every clue we give you is answered by a word that begins with the letters J-A. And you can also challenge us with your own puzzles as well, as long as they fit that form. Good morning to Don and Bethel Park, by the way, and Andrew Laswell, playing along with Guess Who. I noticed them on Facebook just now. Jeff in Squirrel Hill, nice to have you playing along, as well as Ralph, who also came up with the correct answer, Perry Mason. You can find all of our puzzles and games at Facebook. Nice to see John Mack, and hello back to you, too. Nice to have you tuned in. We're going to begin. We're looking for a hard candy that begins with J-A. A hard candy that begins with J-A. I loved these. I still do. And as long as we're in the edible category, here is a Norwegian cheese. A Norwegian cheese. Answers begin with the letters J-A, and here's hoping that you'll call or text and share your answer and maybe challenge me with a J-A puzzle of your own.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we hear from you. Hey, Joe, I don't begin many sentences with hey, but I'm going to do it anyway. Joe in Munhall wants us to say hello to you, D. D is in D see. And Joe said, say hello to my girl, Dee, in D.C. This is the first time she is listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, so I'm going to say it again. Hey, hello, Dee, and thank you for being with us. Patrick in Stanton Heights notes that he's nice and warm at home and is looking forward to listening to some music later. Alan got the hard candy and the cheese. Jim in Blackridge has the hard candy. Alan adds spreadable fruit. Oh, I knew that would be. That would be jam. Jam. Took me a minute. Oh, yeah, that would be jam. I was almost going to say, or is it marmalade? But marmalade doesn't begin with J-A, only jam does. So the cheese, Jarlsberg, that was a little bit of a tricky one. A Norwegian, sort of a Swiss-like cheese. And the hard candy, the Jawbreaker. There's still Jawbreakers around? I think they are. They sometimes were called Red Hots, too, although that's a brand name. But, man, Jawbreakers. You kind of knew. Your parents knew if you had a fresh Jawbreaker in your mouth because they were big and they would kind of, you know, stick out of your... out of your cheek. Here is another puzzle for you. This is, the clue is Cat's cousin. Cat's cousin. And to go along with it, dog's cousin. So we're looking for a feline and a canine, both beginning with J-A. Cat's cousin and dog's cousin, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-SLV-RADIO. And I see Mike in Alabama has Jawbreaker and Jarlsberg. Jim in Blackridge has Jarlsberg also. So we're looking for the canine that begins with J-A and for the feline that begins with J-A. Wow, Mike is sharp. He already got the feline. It's also the make of an automobile. Canine is not the make of an automobile, but I think is a term that sometimes is kind of used for a ne'er-do-well. Somebody who's cunning or opportunistic, the dictionary says. While you're working on that, here is another one. The clue is specialized terminology. Specialized terminology. And the number is 412-200-5975. I'm wondering if Ellis has come up with... do you have any to challenge me? He's looking. He's still getting warm, but... that's purely up to you. Alan has one here. A semi-precious stone. Oh, I got it. A semi-precious stone. We'll see if anybody else knows that. Mike has the canine to go with the feline, and Alan just got the canine. Jim got the feline. And it looks like Bruce has both the canine and the feline. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be here. Nice to have a car that started this morning. And,
I just talked to my friend, and they are up at State College because Penn State is playing an outdoor hockey game today at Beaver Stadium.
Wow.
And she said, we're up here for that. I'm like, you know what? You're nuts.
it is cold. And I think there is a difference between 5 above and, 10 below. Maybe it's just mental.
Well, I can't think of anything I would sit out in this cold to watch.
No, I'm about the only thing I could think of is maybe watching for the vehicle that's going to jumpstart my car. Although I'm complaining about that, I shouldn't be, because we were at home when we found we could not start our car this week, and that's much, much better than being stranded somewhere.
Well, you know what? I took my car in to be inspected, and I dropped it off. Like, and the next morning, they called early. They said, your car's ready to be picked up. I'm like, really? I said, didn't need anything? They said, no, didn't need anything, which is, pleasant surprise. They said, you know what? We would recommend you put a new battery in it. As the battery's getting kind of old, we checked its cranking power and whatever. And I said, you know what? While it's in there, go ahead, put a new battery in it. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad it was a very good decision.
That was a smart idea.
It was, because so far, so good. Knock on wood, the car has started.
So, what is the canine?
Oh, the canine is a jackal.
A jackal. And the feline?
A jaguar.
That's exactly correct.
Some people call it a jaguar.
A jaguar, or the car. They seem to be calling that a jaguar these days.
Jaguar, but I call it a jaguar.
Yeah, there's no I, but I always called it a jaguar. Alan had the guess of semi-precious stone. Did you know that one by any chance?
Semi-precious stone. No, I don't. Do you?
I know it now. It took me a minute. As long as we're talking... What about a car that has seen better days, like an old beat-up car?
About a jalopy.
Ah, there you go. We'll see if anybody else knows the stone. I'm going to leave that out for a moment or two.
All right, well, stay warm, my friends.
You too. Ellis came in. How was your commute in? You've been here for a while.
The commute's easy now, since I live a lot closer.
Yeah. So here's one that Jackson just sent us. In boxing, a quick punch with your left hand.
I could also call that another way to put that is if you strike someone's weak spot mentally,
Mentally, or physically. You get a shot, they call it this a lot.
Am I allowed to say it?
Yes.
They call that a jab.
Jab. Jackson, that's a good one. Jackson could be the answer, to a game. Oh, here's another canine, a Jack Russell. That's from Jim.
Yeah.
And Blackridge. And, we gave specialized terminology. Do you know that?
It's jargon.
Jargon. And Mike got that as well. Jim has Jackal. Alan has Jargon. And, oh my goodness, would you look at all these that just came in here. Let's see, Jim has Jargon, and Deb has Jaguar, Jackal, and Jargon. Can you imagine if that text message had gone to somebody else accidentally, and you get this message from your friend that says, Jaguar, Jackal, Jargon, and you're wondering, is this a secret message?
It's code from the government somehow.
Jim in Kryptonites has Jargon. Andy has the semi-precious stone. Gail has Jack Russell Terrier. and Jaguar, and the ubiquitous Pittsburgh term that refers to a person that's not very nice.
That's funny, because that was the clue I was going to give.
Oh, that's I won't. We'll leave it open. Darren in Guy's Mills has the precious stone answer. And Gail has a clue. I'm going to need to think about that one. And I just want to catch up. Okay, do you know what the semi-precious stone is?
So there's actually two answers for this, which me and my technical director, Chad, discovered in tandem. So I think the answer you were looking for was jade.
Yeah, I think that's what Alan meant. But it's funny, a lot of people, I might have just said it, sent the word jasper, and I'm thinking, is that a, do I have to come up with a clue for that? What is it? But jasper is a precious,
also a precious stone.
Mm-hmm. Opaque, multicolored gemstone, and also a popular AI content platform. Who would have known it?
well, I didn't know the second one, but I guess okay.
So you've got at least one for me, maybe more?
Okay, so actually, this one, I guess, has two answers because we live in Pittsburgh specifically. It's a foolish or contemptible person.
A foolish or contemptible person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first one means you're going to make me say jag off on the air, which, you know, that's...
Well, but, I didn't want to say it.
Or just jag is another one. But what would the... Oh! No, jester doesn't... It's not J-A. Oh, no, that's not right either. A foolish? Not a jaywalker.
No, well, I mean, they're foolish, but that's a little different.
It's also a Pittsburgh thing. We do a lot of jaywalking in Pittsburgh. What about a famous rock star?
Rock star?
Octogenarian rock star.
Octogenarian
British rock star. Octogenarian British rock star.
I feel like I should know this.
This one's, we can leave this out for somebody else. it's hard to do these in real time. A lot of messages are coming in here. What's the other answer to a contemptible?
So, the second hint I would give would just be, think professional wrestling.
Oh, man. Professional. J-A... I'm drawing a total blank.
Do you want me to give it away?
Yeah, what is it?
So it's a jabroni.
Oh, God, I love it. That's excellent. Mm. That is excellent. Alan, just a note that he was thinking of jasper. Wow, there's a lot of... guesses coming in. Alan got the octogenarian British rock star. You just got it, didn't you?
No, you know what? I thought about it. I realized, you know what? Someone my age should have heard the classic Maroon 5 song, Moves Like Jagger. And that should have given it away. How could I have forgotten?
That's perfect. That's we've bridged the generation gap somewhere here. Jeff in Maine got that, and Steve and Sharon, good morning, Steve, also got it. And he also had a compound word beginning with Jack, and ending with an animal in the Bible as a contemptible person. Let's see some other ones coming in here.
Oh,
The Godfather of Soul from Gail in Stanton Heights.
Oh, actually, I think I might know that one.
I hope so. You know it?
Is it James Brown?
James Brown, absolutely. Mike said a bush in Pittsburgh. That would be a most likely a Jagger bush. And Ricky, Deb wrote to wish you a happy birthday. Oh. And also knew Jaguar, Jackal, Jargon, Jade, and Jab. Oh, she's got one.
All right.
This one, we'll see. It's a toy or a game that you can play by yourself. Boy, this one's hard.
Wouldn't it just be Jack's?
Oh, it's not so hard.
I mean, kids don't play it anymore, but...
I love Jack's. Michael knew Jabroni, and he also knew Jade and Jasper. Let's see, Jim and Crafton Heights, sleepwear. Sleepwear.
Jammies?
Oh, Ellis, you're killing it here.
I like these games.
Mr. Pudge has the clue of a tool. That was Pontop Perkins there.
Any remarkable?
A well-known tool. Does that strike?
I think I've got it, but let's see if he... I don't know. Do I want to take it away from the listeners?
Oh,
here?
You can. It's because there's so many coming in.
Then that'd be a jackhammer.
Yes. And Deb in Monrovia, I do believe, says a flowering, Monrovia, Maryland, a flowering fragrant shrub. A flowering fragrant
Say, is that shrub. One jasmine?
Yes.
Okay.
Jasmine. Jim in Crafton Heights has... Louvered windows. Louvered windows.
Windows?
Louvered windows. That one's not coming to me. We'll see if anybody else knows that. Jim did get jackhammer. Alan got jacks. Annie has Mick Jagger. Jim... mentioned Jaybird. So a louvered window.
Here, Larry, you want me to give you an easier one?
Yes.
How about something you'd put on a Subway sandwich?
Oh, jalapeno.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Doesn't have to start with the j sound.
Yes, I love jalapenos. So I think we've answered everything that is out there. Steve, this is one for you, I think. A lead soldier of the Sultan, crack-powered toy.
Lead soldier of the...
Oh, Jabberwocky? Is that...
That's from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Was that hand crank? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I'm still stuck out the window.
I have heard this term, a Jalousie window, which is where you turn... it's the windows that you'd find in a basement often with the... in glass block, there is a... maybe a 4-inch by 10-inch little pane, and you can tilt it up or down. Welcome to Windows on the Air. Now, let's describe casement windows.
Oh, gosh. No,
but Jalousie is it. Deb's good at this game. A rapper.
I mean, Jay-Z.
That's it. And Bill in Stanton Heights has malodor. Something
that, like, stinky?
Yeah. Oh, he wrote disregard. Maybe that was intended for another person. Famous penguin, writes Jeff. Famous penguin.
Like a Pittsburgh penguin?
Yes, Pittsburgh penguin.
I'm not going to get that one, I don't think.
That's Yarmer Yager is the answer to that one. And I think we got most of them here. My goodness, so many messages coming through. Thank you, Ellis. Ellis is going to get our next guests ready to go. And I'm going to thank you for listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours, too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New